The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time now for the bigger picture. I'm Elliot Danker together with Pan Jing Yi on the line with Justin Wells, strategist at Merian Global Investors, to help us out this morning. Justin, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Elliot. Very well. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday indeed. Let's start off with what ECB President Mario Draghi and fellow policymakers said yesterday, pretty much turning things on their head. They expect borrowing costs to stay at present levels or lower through at least the first half of next year. So ECB President Draghi's comments in the press conference had been less dovish than expected. Justin, what are you making of it? What's next for the euro?
Well, it's a bit of a crossroads, really, in the context of monetary policy globally, not just within the eurozone, it seems. Some communication from the Federal Reserve last week certainly leads us to infer that there is perhaps a change of tact generally from the sort of efforts last year to try to normalize interest rates. Clearly, the central bank seemed to be becoming more involved, and it's really been a bit of a headwind in terms of investors' sentiment, market sentiment over the course of the year, because the perception of central bank policy generally, not just in Europe, has been one which we feel has been a challenge generally to investors. And we see that in terms of what the drivers are. The markets might be at very significant highs, but we have to understand what is it that's driving them. It's not necessarily investor flows.
Well, Justin, hi, this is Jing Yi over here. So I think what the markets do see from the overnight trade action, especially what came out from the ECB, is it's a bit of a fear that the central banks may not be offering so much support, and thereby Wall Street did pull back overnight from the record high. So do you reckon that, you know, we could be seeing potential declines from here? Is it too elevated? And where do you think, you know, things will end for US and Asian markets this year?
Morning, Jing Yi. Yes, well, clearly one of these limited drivers that have been informing much of the price movement in equity markets all year, the issue of trade tension being the other main driver. And it looks like a continuation of this tug of war, whereby there is very, very limited visibility. In some instances, we've been seeing economic data which would suggest we may be approaching the end of the current economic cycle, in which case, you know, do we really have confidence in the current levels that we see in equity markets? But then maybe 1-2 weeks, perhaps even 10 days later, we see this regular pattern seem to repeat, whereby economic data releases then tend to contradict what has gone before, and perhaps the news doesn't look as negative as perhaps at first seemed. So we're faced really within the context of what we've seen for much of the last 6 months of this tug of war, whereby there is very limited sight around whether we are approaching that end of cycle or whether there is more for the current cycle to run. And that's really been something of a challenge for investors. Clearly, the levels that we see at the minute, 18% in dollar terms for the S&P on a year-to-date basis, difficult in the current environment to see it going up another 18%, it has to be said.
Justin Wells, strategist at Merian Global Investors, on the line with us. Justin, on the back of what you just said, right, what do you think, if you could identify the biggest threats that could see further dent, that you see could further dent equity markets?
Well, I think, Elliot, sentiment remains very fragile. There seems to be something of a preoccupation around short-term news headlines, soundbite, that kind of thing. But something that we haven't touched on so far is the ongoing political instability that seems to be pervading many developed markets, and that will have an impact in the level of volatility as well that we expect to see. We do feel that volatility will remain clustered in a medium elevated state for much of the rest of the year. So those really are two risks that I think will continue to impair or perhaps challenge or cause that volatility to continue in respect of equity markets.
Okay, so we talked about the bad stuff. Any bright spots then? Anything positive to look at?
Well, as an active manager, Elliot, there's always opportunity. As you well know, we tend to favour behavioural and fundamental investment techniques, and with that there will always be. We ideal place for active management. I think idiosyncratic risk is something that perhaps in the last few years has been more muted, been more subtle. Clearly, in the current environment, that is less the case, and we would obviously see that within the general backdrop of challenges and headwinds, of course there lie opportunities, of course there lie inefficiencies, mispricing, that solid stock pickers, a good active manager should be able to prevail in that environment with a solid structured investment process.
Yes, so Justin, since we are at the fore perhaps of the Fed meeting and I'm with the camp with a 25 basis point cut, I think that's a bit of a foregone conclusion, but seeing how the ECB was a little bit, you know, whipsawing the euro, how do you think, or at least what are you looking out for in the upcoming Fed meeting? It's not going to be one with the, well, projections itself. So statement, well, Fed Powell, what do you think?
Well, I think it is a particularly interesting time because what we were seeing from some of the communications last week was that the Fed seemed to be taking a slightly different tact. They seemed to be looking at a potential dovish stance based on the rationale that if they were not to do so, there could be a negative feedback loop that would eventually destabilize the strong domestic U.S. economic recovery that has so characterized that region. So it will be interesting to see whether the communications extend what we heard last week or whether there is a more conventional approach. But this is certainly a time where all market participants would do well to understand and to continue to study and learn from those communications, I think.
Final question for you, Justin. How are you positioning or advising your clients to position in the current environment that we're seeing?
Well, we've been sort of moving towards a more balanced and slightly defensive stance in recent weeks. If we look at the sector allocation, for example, in a number of our underlying strategies, we've seen the overweight that we had in healthcare come off to some degree. We still remain underweight consumer discretionary, for example, underweight consumer staples. But we do have a slight overweight in perhaps more defensive type sectors. Utilities, for example, spring to mind, and to a degree, real estate. But overall, I would say, Elliot, that the risk positions or the risk bets are slightly more nuanced than they may have been in recent times.
All right, Justin Wells, strategist at Marin Global Investors, on the line with us, helping us out with the bigger picture. Justin, thanks a lot for taking the time, and I wish you a good weekend in advance, yeah?
Thank you. Same to you, folks. Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.